old are you? Five?
Close. That may be generous. I don't know. Kelly Clarkson kind of going off on her record label a little bit. She's talking to MTV and said, everybody wants me to go in different directions. Obviously, they're a record label, so they need to sell records. They want the formula writers and the formula producers that do everybody else's stuff. And while I love some of those people and I don't mind working with that, I just don't like working with someone that gives you a song and is like, oh, I wrote this for you. But you find out they've given it to every other artist and they turned it down. My label literally sent me a Lindsay Lohan track from her last album and wanted me to record it for my new album. And while I like Lohan, like I'm cool with her and I think she sings the song well, it's already been on an album. So she did her own thing and she's going to be more of a songwriter in this deal and we'll see how that turns out.
Good luck.
Never Again turned out pretty good. Her new single is getting played, so. Britney Spears wears a scarf to keep her wig on now. Much more tolerable to look at than her in her hat.
Her cowboy hat?
Yeah. Don't you think that hat's a bit much?
Yeah, especially when she wears it with the cowboy boots. Have you seen those?
I've seen so many different varieties of Britney Spears wear, and most of the times I'm not looking at her boots. Sorry. And she's still driving around with this getup with the bandana holding the wig down with her convertible top down. Does she just want it to go flying off? So everybody can see what her head stubble's up to at this point?
Yeah. She should put out a picture. This is what my hair looks like now. It's a couple inches long.
It would be great if she took a picture a day, right? And then made a video where it's time lapse.
Like that one guy did?
And she's bald and the hair comes out. The beard guy?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about a different guy?
It might have been the same guy.
Let me think. Beard. Hairs on top of your head.
No, because there was another guy that did that.
Which beard is on? Is beard on a face? Or let me see if I can think about this, huh? Think you got it?
Yeah, smart ass.
So where's the beard go?
It goes on your face.
Sorry. You're too mean to Jerry Ann.
You are.
Petron, stop that. You think so? Am I hurting your feelings? Yeah.
No.
No. And Joey Fatone says that Lance Bass wrote a book, the book Out of Sync, which comes out in October. He wrote it to deal with some of his emotional issues, to get that stuff out there.
Oh.
Out of Sync. Clever title. I wonder what that has to do with... Oh, yeah, maybe. Hey, remember Hasselhoff drunk off his ass?
Yeah.
If you don't.
Dad, you need to promise me you're not going to get alcohol tonight, okay?
What?
You need to promise me you're not going to get alcohol tonight.
What?
Okay?
Oh.
Because if you get alcohol tonight, you're fired from your show tomorrow. And a doctor is coming over here in the morning to check your alcohol level. And if you have any alcohol in your system, you're going to be fired from the show. Tomorrow. You hear me?
He's struggling with
no alcohol.
Huh?
But he had this pickle deal going on. He was really struggling with his hamburger that he was eating. He's laying down on the floor, you know, with the jeans and shirtless and drunk. And so now he says one of his biggest regrets about this video getting leaked is his hamburger eating skills and that he should have used a fork and knife.
Oh. Because that wouldn't have been dangerous at all.
Yeah. Watch out, it's a drunken Hasselhoff with a fork, knife, and a hamburger. Just kind of stomping around on the street.
What?